Good morning, York University. I want to welcome our new students again. You've been welcomed many times already. I want to welcome you specifically to Chapel at the Well. This is an important part of our daily experience. It's one thing that makes us very unique here at York University. I want to say welcome back to our returning students, and we truly missed you. Thank you for coming back, and there's some that lived here all summer long, and we're glad you are still here. When you left here last April, I was Vice President of Advancement. My name is Jared Stark, and I still am Vice President of Advancement. But also, this year, I'm honored to be your interim president for the unforeseeable future. Okay. So, appreciate that. So there are a few things that I want to say to you as we return. I want to recognize that you chose York University, and I want to say thank you. Thank you for choosing York University. However long ago that was, maybe it was a year, maybe it was 10 years ago, maybe for some of you it was last week, but you chose York University. You made the decision to be here over other places that you could be in life, and I want to honor that. We want to honor that. I want to honor that by doing the following things for you this year. Number one, I want to honor you and your choice by praying for you. For your success, for your sorrow, for your well-being, for your habits, your motives, and for your growth. I want you to know that York University is a place where many, many people pray for you and for the ones that you love. Second, I want to honor you by being present for the things that you care about. Whether it's York University singers, or drama productions, or academic presentations, athletic events, or campus devotional, I won't be able to be at all these things, but I want to be there as much as I can so you know that I care about the things that you care about. I want to honor you by learning your name. At York University, we say the individual matters, and my goal is to get to know you. And this will take some time, a lot of time. It'll take some hard work, and along the way, I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to call you by the wrong name, but this is something I believe is very important because of who we say that we are. I want to honor you by making decisions that meet and fulfill our mission. The mission of York University is to transform lives through Christ-centered education and to equip students for lifelong service to God, family, and society. And all those things are very, very important to us. There will be many choices that need to be made this year, and some of those will be easy, but some of those will be difficult. But the mission is why we are here. The mission is why I and my family are here. Last, I want to honor you by telling our alumni and donors your story. Telling your story, the story of the great students we have here at York University, is an amazing experience I get to enjoy. It's a great delight for me to go and sit with someone you may not know, but someone who is a donor that impacts our experience here, and enjoy a cup of coffee and tell them about the amazing students we have here at York University. I want them to know about you and what you're doing and what you care about, the ways you're growing, the ways you're succeeding. This is what really makes us special, is this time we can all be together and the fact that we know each other and live in community like this. Things like this are what set apart York University in the world of higher education. It is so great to go off campus and tell others about our amazing students. We have a faculty who has been preparing themselves, challenging themselves, and stretching themselves to provide a high-quality education. We have a staff who have put in long hours with jobs that have been done in the darkness that nobody has seen to make this a comfortable place to sleep, eat, and engage in community or sport. And I want to say that many, many years ago, on or about August 20th, 1997, I made the same choice that you're making today. I stepped foot on this campus, attended my first day of classes as a freshman out of Lincoln, Nebraska. And I want to tell you, I almost didn't make it past that first semester before a good friend and a mentor came along and said to me, "You're really missing out. You need to engage. Maybe you're not doing quite, the right way." And I took that criticism and I made it constructive for my life, and it changed my life. And that choice that you made to be here, same choice I had to make back then, the choice you're making today, I promise you, it was a good one for me, and I think it's a good one for you as well. So as we step into day one of classes, I ask that choice that you made to be here, you keep making, and that you engage in unique and different ways than maybe you have this first few days. I know that if you talk to students who have been here for 2, 3, 4 years, they'll tell you that this is a worthy place that you can continue choosing to make your university experience a great one. Thank you for being here.